This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. The owner of online forum 8chan defended his company after it was taken offline. In a YouTube video, he defends what he says is free speech. The internet message board that remains in controversy. More after these tech headlines. A Democratic senator is pressing Amazon for answers on its cloud computing tech at the heart of the Capital One hack, one of the biggest ever bank data thefts. Senator Ron Wyden sent a letter to Chief Executive Jeff Bezos requesting details of the security of Amazon's cloud service. The letter, reviewed by the Wall Street Journal, seeks to better understand how configuration errors happen and what Amazon is doing to protect its customers from them. The Journal reported that more than 800 Amazon users were found vulnerable to similar configuration errors. Senator Wyden asked Mr. Bezos to send answers to his questions by the 13th of August. Tencent is negotiating with 10% of Universal Music Group, the world's largest music company, from Vivendi for about $3.36 billion, a deal that would strengthen the Chinese internet giant's growing clout in the global record industry. Tencent Music Entertainment, the tech giant's streaming music business, went public in December in one of the biggest U.S.-listed debuts in recent years. And striving to be the global leader in the open skies for drones, Switzerland. We report that it's working on pioneering ways to handle booming drone traffic aimed at allowing unmanned aircraft to quickly operate in much more of the nation's airspace. Backed by a fast-growing drone industry and assisted by services provider Airmap, Swiss authorities are taking concrete steps towards moving integrating manned and unmanned aircraft that can fly and safely exist in the same cramped airspace. Follow the latest at WSJ.com. Coming up, 8chan, free speech, and social media's role in preventing mass shootings. Online forum 8chan, used by the suspect in the El Paso, Texas shooting over the weekend, is facing concerted effort to block its return. The latest sees its owner, Jim Watkins, defending free speech in a new YouTube video.
We have never protected illegal speech, as it seems that we have been accused by some less than credible journalists. We have responded with both vigor and integrity every single time that a threat of violence has been posted and information for it has been requested by law enforcement.
Joining us with more in the podcast studio is Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah E. Needleman. Welcome back, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
If you could first explain, you know, there's a lot of details to get to here, but if you could first explain 8chan, you know, the message forum known for being able to post anonymously, amongst other things, it's certainly earned a reputation. So some folks are familiar, others less so. So if you could briefly explain 8chan's backstory and perhaps how it's been, you know, no stranger to controversy.
Sure. 8chan is an online message board that, like you said, users can post to anonymously. They can post text, though most of the discussions are driven by images. It's moderated by employees, but they're believed to play a very limited role since 8chan has described itself as a bastion of unconstrained free speech. It's also known for appealing to extremist groups and individuals with radical beliefs due to its loose form in which free speech is encouraged. And so because of its link to shooters who've allegedly posted either their manifestos or their hatred of various groups such as immigrants and minorities on 8chan, it has been drawn into the spotlight since this most recent shooting on Saturday in El Paso. The suspected shooter, a manifesto he allegedly written, showed up on 8chan. Drew a lot of media attention, and one of 8chan's internet services providers dropped it as a customer, which effectively left it offline. A company called Cloudflare. They turned to another company called Epic, E-P-I-K. Epic provided servers to 8chan. However, almost immediately after becoming 8chan became a customer, Epic's own server providers canceled them as a client once that company recognized the link to 8chan.
So, I mean, that is all to say that this particular incident caused a complete slamming of the brakes as far as businesses involved are concerned.
Effectively, 8chan has been shut down. It may show up somewhere online, and it may be perhaps on the dark web. I don't really know. But at this point, it's been shut down because the third-party services it relies on to operate have cut loose ties with the company. And so it is now trying to find a new home.
So now we have the owner of 8chan defending the company, basically defending what he says is free speech. You know, and it's opening up this whole discussion of how social media is involved with these mass shootings, how they can be prevented. In your reporting of this, how do you see this playing out?
There's a lot of tension been heaped on 8chan. And so right now, what they're trying to do and what their owner said, the site is homeless and he's looking to find other internet services providers to enable to come back online. So it no longer has servers hosting it and protecting it from potential malicious attacks. And it also severed ties with the domain registrar it was using, which is, it's not clear as to why, but effectively 8chan is offline right now. And perhaps once some of the attention on this past weekend and shootings dies down, perhaps it will find a way to make itself back online. Question is whether or not that will really change things, if it will continue to attract a certain type of user that in some cases is considered extremist in their views. And so you know, it's possible more shootings will happen and it could be tied back to 8chan. It's very unclear.
That is where the story lands thus far. When there is more, Sarah will have it covered at WSJ.com. That's it for the tech news briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.